Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the eastern border, I suppose. I'm telling you I suppose because it's 1 a.m. in the night, and if I sound weird, it's because I just got my wisdom teeth removed, and I'm in a mass amount of pain, and because of the painkillers, I can't really sleep. But on Twitter, I had promised to make a meta-episode of sorts, so I'm recording this. The regular news will come back very soon. It's just that this is an episode that I have to make as a podcaster. It's about podcasts and, well, all this social media stuff. Well, I'm not big, but, you know, with about 70,000 followers on Twitter and about 1 million of you following me on podcasting platforms, then, kind of have to do this one. I'm doing this, by the way, while super high from painkillers, but I didn't know how to do this in a non-awkward way. Well, see, the fact is that recently on YouTube, even though I have premium because I just listen to way more Russian news than ever, and I couldn't follow Girkin without, you know, if there would be ads interrupting my experience and all this stuff, But I've read ads from when I'm watching this from my girlfriend's channel. And yeah, we're going to be in the United States, in New York, on the 5th of November. Sorry, 5th of August. Like I said, I'm high on painkillers. We're going to be there and it's going to be great. But I've seen these ads that advertise the glamorous life of the social media content creator, of the podcaster, to youngsters these days. Now, I started my own show with an encouragement from Dan Carlin. And if you listen to my show, you probably know who Dan Carlin is and all that good stuff. But the people say that 100% guaranteed income, you'll get famous, all this nonsense. And a lot of people still think that what I'm doing is easy. Well, to you that listen to my show regularly, you know that, you know, I've been through a lot of issues, and if this was easy, I wouldn't be recording at, well, 1 a.m. my time, while, you know, being unable to sleep from painkillers, and I needed to make this episode because I had promised to do it, but, had war going on, but here I want to talk about the fact that, well, for one, I'm only here what I am because I was at the right time and at the right place. I mean, I can't recommend anyone else how to succeed. I was just there back in 2014 when Dan was making his shows and he was poking out on people on his forums to make their own shows. Like, If you I watched this video on YouTube about this situation here. It was from a YouTube channel called Super Eyepatch Wolf. He has a 2-hour video on YouTube success and podcast success. That's the same thing. It's new media success. And he said that if you wanted to learn how to make chairs, you would go to a carpenter that has built like 20 chairs or more, and he'd be building good chairs. You wouldn't go to a guy that has built like one super good chair from the special type of wood that you can't replicate, and now he's selling you the courses on how to build a chair. Well, I'm the other kind of guy, and so is everyone else. Everyone who's selling you these courses. Because I didn't ever expect to become successful, and I never thought it never was my goal. And I'm not here as a full-time job now, because I wanted to in the first place. It just happened. I am doing this as a full-time job because I can, because I got lucky. I intended to become a historian or something like that. I wanted to write for newspapers. I always wanted to be a journalist. And this just happened. You guys supported me and I got enough listeners so that this just sort of transferred into this. I was doing a lot of work and I know all the tricks that you need to do to, you know, do all the work stuff, obviously, but without catching the right moment, you won't make it. And also, make it is the second part of this episode. Like, a lot of people who sell these courses sell 100% success, and then I listen to these shows, and I'm like, Yeah, it's like sure, I can get wake up at 10 a.m. in the morning and then work all day and set my own time and have no boss. But am I successful? Like, other people in their own, like, 30s, because I'm 33, have built successful careers and they have some stability. I don't have any. All my income depends on the show. All of it. Now, sure, I make about the average Latvian salary, which I'm thankful for, but if I was living somewhere else, like in the United States or Brazil or Germany, I would be nothing at all. Because I make, well, currently I make about slightly less than $2,000 per month. Okay? And I have about 1 million listeners per episode. It's because of my Acast deals, it's because I don't charge Patreon for every episode, but I make approximately $2,000 per month. Which is pretty okay. That's after taxes, that's okay for Latvia. I'm middle class, but I'm not rich. And I don't intend to get much richer because I donate a lot of charity, because I get a lot of donations from people which tell me to donate to charity, which I do. By the way, the last one was 500 euros, which I'm gonna, you know, donate to charity because I'm gonna, you know, amp it up. But on average, after all the expenses, after all, because podcasting is not cheap if you do this on my level, because I have a studio, I've invested in a good microphone, I have placed all of everything around me, I pay my editor, I do a lot of research, I pay for, I literally pay for my information. Because, you know, Igor Girkin and his buddies aren't cheap. Sometimes I have to, you know, slip some bribes here and there. So, for my expenses, it's about $2,000 per month. Well, that's not bad, but that's my full-time job. And I have no stability. Think about this. Recently, a Latvian Twitter account, some total nobody, obviously a Russian troll, accused me of being a rapist and a groomer. Now, the thing is, I'm used to this by now. It's just that all this happens. They've accused me of everything. They've accused me of murdering people even. Of being a thief. Right now, I've been accused of being a rapist, thief, murderer, all the good stuff, right? And this is what it means to, you know, actually mean something. And I don't want to be one of the people who does things on OnlyFans, right? But there's always this insecurity because my income solely depends on you. And I'm a historian and a philosopher. And I've thankfully built up enough of a backup plan, you know, to go back to mainstream media if this fails. But normal people would have, you know, in their 30s built up a career where they would be in some middle management position. Well, I have my podcast. Sure, my podcast is in the top 0.5% of the planet, but that's because I got lucky, and I have seen a lot of small businessmen not being as lucky as I am. And the fact that someone promises 100% return? Oh no. My marriage was destroyed because of this show. This is the thing that I probably haven't spoken about. See, if you listen to the old episodes of this show, then you might... And this is what my therapist told me to tell you, because it's time to speak about this. In my older episodes, you might have remembered Alice, right? She was my wife at some point. We got married. And after episode 21, where I spoke about Putin's body doubles, that was a couple of years ago, her little sister, who was 17, shot herself with her dad's gun. Okay? And then Alice just decided to leave. Now, do I go to bed every night thinking about how I am indirectly responsible for the death of a kid? Yes. Do I struggle with this every day? Yes. Do I enjoy being a podcaster, at least semi-famous? Well, of course I do, but with this fame, which I admit I do have, I'm not nobody, but, you know, Because of my show, I've been beaten up, sat in Russian prison. My ex-wife's little sister shot herself dead. I've been accused of all sorts of crimes. It's a heavy toll. I don't even know how I'm making through all this mentally. I'm doing this because I kind of have to. This is my mission statement. I've lost my relatives in this war. And then someone tells me that, you know, oh, you can become successful, influencer, all this stuff. Nonsense. You can't. Do a job. Do a real job. I wish, you know, I would have a real job to fall back onto. I'm doing real journalism as well, but doing a podcast, right? Making it work takes a lot of luck, takes a lot of skill. Not for everyone. If you're an introverted person, definitely not for you. Because the whole damage that you're gonna accrue all over the time is gonna kill you. And I'm here only because I'm a mad, insane, totally weird ass person that can take all this shit. I've lost my wife. I've lost my family members. They've died. I've lost half of my life. I have no other career besides this. Well, okay, journalism. I have written some articles for Foreign Policy Magazine and all this stuff. I have where to fall back onto because I'm not stupid. But if you're going to do something that actually matters, that's not just stupid influencing things, you're going to suffer. There's a price to pay. No one ever on YouTube is going to give you free success. It's not easy. I'm here and I'm working. But that's because I'm insane. Don't be like me. I'm doing this because someone has to. Because if I could choose a normal job at this point, I would probably do it. Because each episode, you know, takes me all this awake time from morning to evening, all this time. And I was on the lake, you know, with my super happy last episode. Super happy by my standards, right? And then my girlfriend asked me, well, Kristaps, are you ever gonna, you know, just zone out? Not look at the news? And then I looked at her and I understood that I can't. I am constantly on the work. I'm constantly doing this. I no longer am capable of functioning otherwise. If you thought that making the podcast is easy work, well then, you know, know that I despise all the so-called influencers and everyone who just, you know, lives the glamorous lifestyle. My lifestyle is a typical middle-class thing. And middle-class, only now I'm happy for this because I came from a really poor family. I live in a tiny apartment. And I'm saving up money for, you know, buying my own apartment. Not buying anything super wealthy. I don't know how to even drive a car. I'm gonna spend some Patreon money in the next few months to go to a driving school to learn how to drive a car. I don't even have a car. Don't have an apartment. Okay? I'm renting. And then people tell me, how did you become so successful? Successful, my ass. I just have you guys, my listeners, and currently I have a terrible toothache. And I know this was not a war episode, not a political episode, but just in case, I just wanted you to know all this. No one ever on the planet Earth can sell you podcasting or YouTube success. There is no course for this. Those are all lies. And neither you want it unless you're sells into it. This is journalism. I am Kristaps Andreassons. I am Spider Jerusalem.